Okay, I have 12:30, so we're going to go ahead and start the meeting. Thanks for everybody for coming. First thing we can do is, it's being auto-recorded, by the way, just FYI, I have to say that. And then we're going to go around and just introduce ourselves really briefly, so, because I see some new faces, so we can start over there with you.
Summer McDormand, I'm one of the counselors at the high school.
As you have your mouth full. Man.
You can fly now. James McCarter, I'm an AP at Hunt.
Courtney Shockrell, licensed professional counselor for elementary and high school.
Lacey Timpon, a licensed professional counselor for secondary.
Nora Garcia, student services.
Rita Williams, student services.
Good afternoon, Ruby Rodriguez, project director and special programs coordinator.
Wanda Hayes, district nurse.
Tammy Brzozowski, the wellness center director, and I have two kiddos, and one at Hunt and one at French.
Tamara Kiner, marketing director at Quail Regional Hospital, and I have three kids, one junior in high school, eighth grader in junior high, and third grader at Hunt.
Sorry. You got it.
I'm Samantha Sutton. I'm the controller at the hospital, and I have a fifth grader.
Katie Smith, lab at Parkside. I have a high schooler, a junior high, and a Hunt.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Okay.
Awesome. Lots of Hunt families over there.
Oh, yeah. You see our kids quite a bit. Yeah. Hopefully they're behaving.
If not, he'll take care of them.
Oh, yeah. Not seeing them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, so first thing, if everybody reviewed the minutes, I sent them out. So if I could get somebody to approve those.
Ruby Rodriguez will make a motion to approve the minutes after
that. Anyone to second that motion? Wanda Hayes will second it. Y'all didn't have any questions, I guess, about the minutes from the last meeting. Okay, so we'll move on to reports and updates. I don't really have anything right now to report. And Vice President, who is Denise Gable, now she is out sick today, so she will not be here. So when we get to her part down here, we're actually going to call another extension. Which is an extension agent, I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's going to go over Denise's part. So next we'll have Lacey to go over the mental health services.
We're really busy at the schools. Courtney has started helping me at the high school because I have so many students that I've been seeing. Our Navigate 360, which is our threat assessment, We have 35 active cases since August. 18 of those are threat assessments, which is if another student threatens somebody else or they say they have a gun or something like that. And then we have 17 suicide assessments. 8 of those are at elementary and the rest of them are at secondary, and that's why she started helping me. Just last week she got 7 new referrals because I stopped taking new referrals at the high school. And so we're really busy. We also have T-Chat and I think we sent 13 packets to students and their families, and we have 2 of them that have completed the packets and has started speaking to chat or in the process of making an appointment. So that's telehealth, psychiatrist, therapist. They have the parent get on at each meeting, and they can do it at home or they can do it here at the school. And it's free to the family, so that's awesome. I think that's about it.
Courtney, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's good.
No? Covered it all?
Yeah.
Sounds like y'all are really busy.
We're busy, yes.
Oh, man, jeez. So how many, Lacey, do you have right now? How many?
Probably like 80 consistent kids that I try to check on between high school and junior high. That doesn't count like, I mean, pretty much every day either a parent calls or a teacher comes and asks me to speak to a student.
Mm-hmm.
Usually multiple times a day. Like the other day I had one in ABU that wouldn't get out from under a desk. So like those situations, I don't have them on my caseload.
Right.
But those are also kids that like we have to meet with or try to get through the day. But the ones that are on my caseload are ones that I check in with periodically, or some of them I do see once a week. So some of them will just come to me.
Yeah.
They'll be like, I haven't seen you this week, can I come and talk?
So, right.
It's a lot, and that's not including who she sees at the high school now for me.
I think I have 15-ish.
Okay.
They're still already at the high school.
And she just started taking those this year. Like last year she didn't go to the high school, so that's just within this new school year that has started. And those don't include our threat assessments.
Okay.
Just real quick, for my notes, do I need to write some of those figures down in your report?
I don't think so. I don't think you need anything that much detail.
Okay, I tried to catch as much as I could.
Yeah, I don't think
you need here. Okay, thank you.
And I know, Summer, you're not on, I don't have you on the agenda, but you're the counselor at the high school?
I'm one.
Okay. Is there anything you want to add to what's going on at the high school?
A lot.
A lot, yeah.
Just as busy, we do reach out to them quite a bit.
Right.
But a lot academically going on. We're trying to get everything in the computer.
Right.
Or we just ended our snapshot date, so all of that is up to date.
Okay.
But yeah, we're just
staying busy, huh?
Yes.
And you just started this year?
Or have you,
okay, awesome. Well, I'll add you next agenda just so you can give us an update as well.
Awesome.
What's going on. So, all right, let's go ahead and go down to Rita and give us her update, and we'll go to the Texture's AgriLife at the end and call her. So, Rita, if you would like to.
Okay, well, we have a new hire. Well, she's a transfer over. Her name is Nora Garcia. We're so welcome to have her in student services.
Yay.
And right now we're working on the Thanksgiving dinners. We have 18 families which will be receiving her turkey and all the trimmings to go with the dinner. We will be delivering the first Monday before Thanksgiving, Monday and Tuesday. And today we started with the application for Blue Santa.
Okay.
So we are very busy.
Yeah.
Very
definitely.
Busy. So we are starting that
There's
right
anything
now.
They can use from us.
That has us occupied right now.
How's the transportation for the meals going to work?
We will be delivering them ourselves. We have a Miss, my meals class will be helping volunteering that day to help deliver those meals. And we have one family which their meal has to be cooked because they don't have the stove and stuff to cook their meal. And so Barnard will be cooking the meal for us. And we'll deliver theirs on Wednesday.
Can groups like NHS or something like that volunteer for hours, stuff like that? I'll
yes.
get my wife and let her know that.
And for Blue Santa, we'll need wrappers.
Okay.
We'll be doing that for 2 days over at the Gotta Getaway, and I'll let you know the dates that we're needing the wrappers.
If you want to bypass me and get Denise, my wife, then
okay.
just tell her, and she'll do NHS, she'll get some volunteers, and they'll get some service hours, or
I'll
tell her to contact you as well.
Okay, we're there that day until 9 o'clock at night wrapping gifts.
Wow.
So we need all the volunteers we can get. If your students want to come out and volunteer that day.
What day is that?
Yeah, right.
They're going to put it on the Blue Santa. We'll be putting it on the Facebook page.
Okay.
But we'll find out for sure exactly what day it is. And then we're going to need volunteers the day that we give out the gifts. The fire truck will be delivering some of them with Santa, and then the rest of them will be picked up at the Gobbler Getaway. And we'll let you know the exact date.
Okay.
And that's all social service for right now.
So do you have all the supplies that you need for the meals and?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Everything we have, everything
okay.
that we need.
Awesome.
It was donated through a church.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you, Rita.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Tamara, you want to talk about some of the upcoming stuff happening at the hospital and
yes, so at the hospital we just wrapped up our big breast cancer awareness campaign with the community, and it was extremely successful. So we had over 50 businesses participate in getting the awareness out and posting information signs for people to scan and get more information on breast cancer. So that was great. We also had Shack at Yorktown ISD team up with us, and they did a walkathon event and raised over $900 to go towards breast cancer screenings for unfunded patients in Yorktown. So we were able to provide, at the hospital, we did mammograms for $100, the 3D mammograms, and we were able to provide them 9 of those at that price for those patients to use for 12 months. So just very, very successful. We are planning ahead with our events coming up in January. We're gonna, well, it's January.
Was it
second?
I think it's the second.
It's the last day of the Christmas lights in the park. We're going to do a free walk in the park with the lights, and we're teaming up with the city for that. That will be a free event to attend and participate. And so hopefully we can help get the word out through the ISD so that families can come out and enjoy that time, enjoy the lights, and just get some fresh air and all the things that come with that. Tammy will give a short presentation on healthy habits and things like that to kind of kick us off.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then, is this where I talk about February or no? That's different.
We can talk about that later. Yeah, I think that's standard.
Okay. So that's what I've got going on at the moment.
We don't meet until February again, so do we want to talk about February?
Yes, yeah, we're going to talk about that here.
Oh, for the meal.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Juana, do you have anything to update on?
Not really. We have been at all the schools. Most of our screenings are complete. There was a short period a couple weeks ago where we were very concerned about our flu numbers, but they have improved. All in all, we're just doing what we do, and it's just a blessing we have the resources we have in our district, because we are really seeing kids that need adults that they can trust and talk to and so forth.
Yes, definitely. Okay, now Tamara. Sorry. Oh, we have discussed the heart walk, the walkathon. We had some ideas, or you had some ideas, didn't you, on that?
Yes.
Maybe doing something different this year.
So for February, the hospital has always done some sort of heart walk, but since Yorktown was so successful with their walkathon with the school and the kids and staff really enjoyed that, I wanted to see if that would be something Quero ISD would be interested in Heart Month, and we could raise funds with for the heart, not cancer.
Just the
American Heart Association.
Oh, American Heart Association.
There we go. We could raise money for the American Heart Association. I know that we could get some support from that group to help us with our walk. They would provide materials to the school and things like that. So if that's something that we're interested in, if this is the place to discuss it, then I'm more than happy to partner with the school and do something like that.
I think
that.
That's a great idea.
Absolutely.
Would it be a day event or would it be a month? One thing I forgot to say with the school health, junior high did a healthy October, where they were recognizing their employees that had been breast cancer survivors, and we did a 50-mile challenge, and you had the month to complete your 50 miles, and that was really neat.
Mm-hmm. I'm open to suggestions. I know there's a lot of different things that we could do. We could do things that are campus specific, because it'll be hard to get all the students to the track to walk. Yorktown is unique in that they share a campus.
Right, right.
But we could do things that are specific to each campus. I didn't know if anything was done like that.
I think that's a great
presently
idea.
Or I know that the Heart Association has programs that we can just put right into place, and I'd be more than happy to
That's
coordinate
awesome.
All of that.
That's awesome.
It would be free for us to do that.
And the kids would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's an awesome idea. Okay. I'd love to team up and do that.
Okay. I'll reach out and get more information.
Do the students like go get donations? How's the
So I've seen it done. Yeah, I've seen it done a couple different ways. So I've seen Jump Rope for Heart. I'm sure y'all have heard about that. That's an American Heart Association, one of them that a lot of schools do. And it's a jump rope-a-thon. So you give each class a certain amount of time, and then they collect pledges based on how many jumps they can do. Or there's, I've done one when I was in Alaska, we did walk-a-thons to where students got pledges for how many laps they think they could walk or whatever it might be. So they collect money that way. Yorktown just did a bucket collection in their drive-through line in the morning, and kids could drop change dollars, whatever. I think their junior high or high school did a competition with jars, same thing on classes, and then the class that raised the most got a pizza party or whatever it was, you know. So there's all kinds of different ways to raise that money without it being something set that you have to raise. It more of just a donation, things like that.
That's what we do for 4-H, the jar thing.
Okay. Yes, like I've seen it done there too.
They don't
too.
Have to go door to door.
Yeah. They don't have to go out and solicit or sell anything. It's just, you know, change in dollars, and it's interesting how quickly that adds up, you know.
I think that's a great idea.
So
I know there was Hoops for Heart. I don't know a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
That be during basketball season.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to our rep that is for our region, for American Heart Association, and get her to give us some ideas, and then I'll report that at the next meeting.
Awesome.
And then we can prepare for that. But thank you for wanting to participate. I think that'll be good for our SHAC organization and education for the community for sure.
We don't meet until the second week in February.
Oh, that's our next meeting?
So we can, I mean, if everybody agrees, we can plan it and get it on social.
Okay.
And yeah, we can just do that because that'll be too late already by then. Because
so do y'all think one CISD event, or do you think campus?
What are you thinking?
I felt like campus.
Campus might be. What do you think? I don't know.
What do you think? I think it would probably be up to the principals, right?
And it's you can do either if the timing on a campus wide would be tough to do to get everybody at the track or
right.
But
that takes
what
a lot
you
of
what we could do is have one event but stage it to where maybe Hunt goes to, you know, or French goes at this time, Hunt goes at this time, junior high this time, high school this time. And make it full day, but it doesn't take each campus a full day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you did campus specific, then, you know, like junior high and Hunt would probably do some kind of a, you know, like the jump rope or something like that.
Right.
Donations.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have a feeling that might bring in more revenue if each campus did some type of specific event. But yeah, the principals would have to approve.
Kids like Sarah.
Okay.
That
so I
character development classes.
I would need to get in touch with principals, and who else? Anyone else that I have to okay that with?
Probably just
Dyer. Add him.
What's the hoop for that thing?
I don't remember a lot of information about it. It may be outdated. Because I'm old, and I've been doing this a long time. Used to be Hoops for Heart.
And, you know, we can even keep it simplified, like you said, for the younger, for Hunt and Josie French can do the Jump Rope for Heart, and they can do that on their campuses. And then junior high and high school could do the walk-a-thon, and then they have two different times that they walk. You know, have them come up here, whatever works the easiest for the school. But we could do that.
They love, and those paint runs are real successful.
Oh, those color mm-hmm.
those color
yes.
runs.
Yes.
The kids
love it.
It'd be nice
if I had a couple of ideas from the the
fun. And I think they kind of set up everything, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Set up everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A color room would be fun.
Oh, well, we were in some meeting, they were discussing that. There's something, like it's expensive to put on, though.
Oh, I see.
Like the
upfront cost.
Probably, yeah. And getting that company to come do it.
Okay.
Is,
right.
Because it's got.
Too much money.
Yeah, you got to, like, turn in a certain amount, or it's, they won't do it.
I see.
Some, I forget what meeting I was in, they were talking to. I mean, they're good, and when they happen, they make money, but it's a lot of work.
And Ms. Hayes had a great suggestion, too, with the gobblers and lady gobblers being involved at the Hunt Elementary, with Hunt Elementary and John C. French Elementary students, they really get those kids involved in different, that would be a perfect time to maybe coordinate with the coaches to see if they can help the students, whether it's jump rope for hard, hoop for hard, or
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, get those athletes
really
involved. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I guess just reach out maybe to your, like you said, and see what options there are.
Okay.
And then we can.
Then we'll go from
we
that.
We can discuss, you know, as
okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'll do that, and we'll just do it through.
So we'll just be doing that this year, no harm walk then.
Yeah, if you've got like all your options and a plan in place to go to the principals and say, 1, 2, 3, yes, yes, or no,
which
no,
works.
That way.
Okay. Okay. I could do that. Not a problem.
Thank you, Tamara. Okay. So let's go down. Okay. Lacey wasn't going to do the, it was going to be,
Miss Ruby.
Miss Ruby, yes. I was like, I know her name. So Ruby, if you would like to.
Thank you, Tammy. So we are very excited to share and announce that Coral ISD has been awarded a $1 million grant over 3 years. This grant is awarded by the Department of Justice, Bureau of Justice Assistance Department. Only 82 grants were awarded across the nation, and Coral ISD was one of 4 in Texas. This is the Stop School Violence Program grant project, and it will provide 3 school climate specialists district-wide. 2 of those climate specialists will be Ms. Timpone and Ms. Shockrell, which enables us to continue providing their services. They were originally funded with ESSER grant funds, and those funds are dwindling down, so we are really excited to be able to continue and offer their services to students. This grant will also provide youth mental health first aid training to all CISD teachers, staff, administrators, community stakeholders, including law enforcement, and first responders, and that'll be key in working with Ms. Hayes to make sure that we team up with the right people to provide this training at a time that suits everyone's schedule. And that's it.
Thank you, Ruby. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and call, what was her name again? It was a weird name.
Booger.
I remember your name. Boogie.
Boogie.
Boogie?
Yeah, her name's Boogie. Okay, so she is going, she works with Texas A&M.
I think she's Goliad.
She's like the agent in Goliad. Yeah. So since Denise isn't here today,
she's
going to go over, yes, all this. You're like, who is yes. That? So it's Boogie Barber, I'm calling right now.
Ruby, do you have notes on that that I can share with you so I could?
What? I can get this all to you.
Okay.
It's got stuff.
Okay, great. My chicken scratch. I like it. Where's your
answer? Hello.
Hi, is this Boogie?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, this is Tammy Brzozowski. I was calling to talk to you about Denise had given me your number, and
yes,
I have
ma'am.
Our chat committee here. So if you could go, if you could just kind of walk us through. There's 3, I think, 3 different programs here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So I'm at Discount Tire. I want to tell y'all that right now.
She's at Discount Tire.
Oh, Discount Tire. Okay.
They call my name, and you're going, what did she do?
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
So, yeah. you know, because we work everywhere. So Healthy South Texas School is a recognized school. It's something, an initiative we started to, you know, get into the schools and have the kids have fun and learn. And so youth programs are Learn, Grow, Eat, Go, which is a 10-week program about gardening. And I'm the one that teaches that. We go in every week. Depending on how the teachers want to do it, I don't teach the classes. I taught for 23 years. I'm good. my teachers teach the class, like the subject, and then I go in with recipes every week, and the kids love it. And they do take like a pre and post survey. It's not a test. It's a survey like, do you like this? Do you like this? How much do you exercise? Things like that. And it's 10 weeks long.
We did that. Our John C. French School did that.
Yeah, and the kids love it. And
yeah,
it
we had the garden. Just, and yeah, and yeah. I remember taking the surveys with the little ones. They were really kind of funny with their food answers.
It does cover a lot of the teaks, and it covers some of the objectives of the SHAC committee. I don't know what those are off the top of my head right now. there's also Mindful Self. I have not taught that, but it's a program about them thinking about feelings and emotions they're having and things like that. I have not taught that, but Denise might know more about it. And then to get the recognition, you have to have a kid walk across Texas, which we usually do through PE classes. There's several ways to do that. And then adult walk across Texas with parents or staff involved. It doesn't have to be just them, but they need to be involved. And then you have all those adult. Are y'all looking at the sheet that Denise sent
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. Then you have all of those other things for the adults that you can do to make their health better. Again, either staff or parents or both. And then banner, trophies. The kids love the trophy and walk across Texas. They compete real well in that. And it can also be used, like we in Woodsboro and Refugio, we invite the parents to walk like the first week. So the parents can come walk the track with the kids, and then those laps go to whatever grade level their kid is in. And so that's another parent engagement. So check that box off.
Yeah.
yeah. And then we have Dinner Junior tonight. I don't know if that's on here or not, but that's another program that Denise can help y'all do. I don't think it counts necessarily towards that, but it's a culmination of, like, after you have the Learn, Grow, Eat, Go, then you can get kids or ambassadors. I've had culinary arts kids in Goliad put on the program and my ambassadors. And it's just like stations about good health things, like good snacks and good breakfast and things like that.
Okay.
That's not on the list, mm-hmm. but that's something that we can do, you know, in the end to bring it all together. But it's really fun for the kids. It gives them a better basis of good eating, and that would depend on what grade levels y'all want to get involved with that. And then Cooking Well with Diabetes is a great class, even if you don't have diabetes. Denise has done those, I'm sure, in the community before.
Mm-hmm.
Another option is Cooking Well with High Blood Pressure for the adults. I have not done Stress Less for Mindfulness yet. It's more like the Mindful Self. Strong People, Strong Bodies is a great program. It's 24 weeks. And it's nothing but weight training, weightlifting. Hmm. And when I mean weightlifting, I mean like 5 pounds. we're not going for Olympics. But I started that last year about this time, and I'm still going. Okay. I do make them let me take off a couple of weeks in between. But and then Step Up, Scale Down, which that starts in January. It's another program can be done online by the staff. And it's change in behavior kind of thing. But what specific questions do y'all have? I mean, it's a lot of parent engagement that y'all can check the box with. The kids enjoy it. Hopefully increase their health and vegetables, you know, vegetable consumption. Cafeteria can get involved too. Some of my kids have asked, I don't know if even the cafeterias though have put any of their recipes in play, but there's some that they could if they wanted to.
Well, we should still be doing that. I haven't been told differently. We should still be doing the Eat, Grow,
Learn, Grow, Eat, Go.
Yeah, that one. And, okay. and Denise was coming, and then they were doing things in our little cooking station, and I know the garden is still there, and they have the kids plant it and help keep it up, And they
so basically this program takes all of those things that you are doing and kind of puts it together and then, you know, rewards the kids and the staff both for doing those programs.
And I know we've participated in Walk Across Texas. I don't know that we have a school that's currently doing that. I've never been involved in the Mindful Self, but that sounds like a really good program.
All those are new. All those are brand new.
Okay. We're very interested.
Okay. So for a campus, now Megan Glidden, she's our Aransas. I think she only has one ISD in her whole county, which is Rockport. And so I think they may be going ISD. But for one campus to get, they have to have, you know, LGEG and then a walk across and then a walk across for adults, parents or staff or both all together or community or whoever. And then they have to check off two things, one for the parents, for the adults or staff, one of those programs. And then there's a big banner that's involved. And we usually go to the board meeting to give the banner to the principal. And, of course, give the board some snacks, because who doesn't like to eat? I always do that. A proclamation, and then the banner stays. And it's just makes things, for me, it makes things a lot more fun for the kids and see everybody involved.
Right. So we will follow up with Denise, too, because Denise, we've been working with Denise and her group for years. We've gotten A&M AgriLife here for several different training sessions, and we would like, though, I think our group would like to see more parent involvement and family involvement.
Well, I can tell you this, we're just starting this year. I went to Shack Meeting in Refugio, and our nurse told us that she was so shocked. I don't remember the name of the rash, but it's the pre-diabetes, the back of the neck.
Acanthosis?
Yes. We had some kindergartners.
Yes. Mm.
And so she goes, what do you have? I said, well, I have a color me healthy program, maybe about theirs. I mean, I don't know how much, you know, that would really stick with them because they're little. And I said, but you know what we could do and do a Cooking Well with Diabetes class with the parents.
Right.
Yes.
So I think we're going to integrate that in Woodsboro and Refugio ISDs because our nurse in Woodsboro, I don't think she saw as much as Emily did in Refugio, but she was in shock when she checked. She said, I don't even usually check past second grade. She goes, but I did, and I found several. So we're going to send that information home to those parents, that those kids that they've identified, and see if they, you know, would like a class to help them get a better handle on what they're eating at home.
Yep, definitely.
Okay. Any questions?
Do you have any questions?
Anybody? I usually go fast, so.
No, thank you.
Just trying to get all of our programs, or, you know, working with y'all and getting us together and then having a designation for the school and, you know, putting it in the paper and, you know, so we can say we're all trying to do this together.
Right. Awesome.
It is, and it's a lot of fun, and the kids really enjoy it. And we have our ambassadors come in suits, and we do Walk Across Texas, like costumes, vegetable costumes, and fruit costumes. And
that's fun.
Pull out the smoothie bike and, you know, anything that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fun, I'm not going.
Well, awesome. We will be getting back in touch with you and Denise, and
okay.
I think we're very interested in getting on board and...
Great. That's awesome.
We appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Goodbye.
Right, bye-bye. So who does, like, this? We wanted to do this Walk Across Texas.
Denise normally gets
work?
With the schools.
Okay.
I need to when Denise
we
feels
used to
better.
Be at the wellness center.
Really?
You just log your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
they just had like a binder they logged in?
Then they would have like...
Oh, it's online.
Oh, it's online.
Contest for your community, and then a lot of people did it, and you could get like stuff for the park. Or.
And you could put it on your phone, right? Couldn't you download the app, and you could record your... Because I think I did that.
So maybe it could be something we did,
like,
you know.
Receive equipment, PE equipment, physical activity equipment for something like this?
I don't know.
Not that I...
Oh, okay. No. Okay. Because I know y'all accept donations sometimes of different soccer equipment and playground equipment, right?
So we really just need to get with Denise and implement some stuff.
Yeah. I like the cooking classes too.
Wait, isn't it
yes.
a certain amount of time? Doesn't it start?
Yes. Doesn't it start in January and end in April? Or is that completely wrong?
You're supposed to get 832 miles.
Oh, it's a little longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is ridiculous.
Courtney's.
Like together.
Oh, together.
Oh, as a group. Okay.
That would take me my whole life.
No, you do it together. Don't they have flyers? I know how to create like a thing and sign in. And,
me too.
Right? And
okay.
Log all our stuff. Yeah.
Yes. We'll get with Denise.
Yeah.
I'll do that. I'll email Denise.
And if we need to do something at the wellness center, we can. Okay. Okay. I think that's it, right? Okay, our next meeting will be when?
So did we talk about BJA's?
Yes, that was what Ruby talked about that, yes.
And the LGEG she was referring to was the learn, grow, eat, and go.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next meeting would be...
It's either the 14th or 15th of February.
14th.
Yeah. Oh. Valentine's Day.
Aww.
So our next meeting will be February 14th.
Oh, it's Healthy Heart Month too, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we need to have something.
I'll go.
Oh, yeah,
hold
we'll have something before that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll get a hold of Brittany and send an email out to everybody.
Yeah, and then we'll just.
Then we'll pick.
Yeah, go from there.
Okay.
I think is that about it? Anybody else have anything to discuss? Weren't you going to ask something? What were you talking about that time? You were like, oh, I need to bring it up at Shaq. I can't remember what it was.
Oh man, I think I did. I forgot.
Oh, the litter box.
No, ma'am.
The what?
Go ahead.
All right. I'm saying this as a parent because I hope I don't offend a single soul, but this bothers me, and this is a problem, I think. So I heard that there are schools in Texas installing litter boxes into the bathrooms for the furries.
For furries.
What is
what?
Are we doing that in Quero?
No.
No.
Huh?
No, we identify as what we're born with.
Thank you.
We're humans. And
we don't have litter boxes in
our
Okay, because someone told me it was coming to Quero, and I
No, that is absolutely not true.
That was the first that was started.
Okay.
That's not true. Like, if you need a litter box, you just need to stay outside.
Okay, because I was going to say, I really think that's a public health issue.
Yeah.
Because
I'm tired and okay.
Thank you for all of
me
that.
Too.
Yes.
You just.
Thank
we
you, Tammy. I put that
to
away.
Dress up
but,
like animals in school.
Good. Okay.
Now we have a
okay, but there was, what didn't you say there was two of, that you had heard there was
yes,
two of them that
there's,
were.
Well,
Fox
Target supposedly. Oh,
no,
yes.
That, yeah. It actually
has a litter box in Target in Victoria. Oh. But
I was just there was not a litter box.
I've heard from students that there's one. Like a there's a student in junior high that goes by Cottontail.
She's not
that's
here no more.
That's and that's
she's
not,
not
here anymore.
Okay. And then that there's a fox, you know, different things and I thought, oh my goodness. Hopefully
I mean,
there's no litter boxes. I mean you can't help what kids are gonna call themselves.
No,
but.
They're not like really dress up like as
yeah, they wear a hoodie or something.
They have their dress code
shirt underneath.
Yeah,
and I'm not even worried about that. But I am worried about the litter box.
Oh, Aisha. Look how Aisha know.
What's wrong?
She's asking the trainer to actually open it for her. She's a trainer.
Well, she's late.
Okay.
Well, no litter boxes.
No litter boxes.
No.
Coming to
Quero
ISD.
That is absolutely rumored.
Okay.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
All right. Good.
We had discussed the other day about the fentanyl stuff. Do y'all have Narcan on supply? That's good and
yes,
ready to go.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Each nursing office is is supplied with a Narcan kit as well as our school resource officers.
Has our hospital, local hospital, had to work with any overdoses?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, but I mean, have they?
Yeah.
Of young or older?
Older teenagers into the 30s. Wow.
So that was something we had discussed the other day. I just figured I would ask that question.
Thank you, Samantha. I remember
that now. Yeah. Is there something else?
Is that everything, or can you think of anything else? No?
Our kids did have a late presentation yesterday, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot to
say. That was really good.
What is there, kids? What?
Did y'all hear any feedback on that?
Junior high and high school had the vote.
I was there.
Oh,
I was
okay.
I thought it was good.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I think it was good for them to see, like, the kid that had the lung transplant.
I've actually had a couple of parents call today. Yeah, to ask if we could put some of that online.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's copyrighted or how
that
goes.
I feel like I wish the parents had been there.
They had a 17-year-old from San Antonio. It was I think it was on GMA or one of those eight morning shows. Yeah. And he was a 17-year-old that had to have a bilateral lung transplant from vaping, and it kind of went through his story and showed a lot of pictures and still trying to recover and the medications and whatnot. Mm. I could see lots of shocked faces at middle school. High school, you know, the legal part got them. They're like, you can get 2 to 10 years? Yes. If you bring marijuana in a backpack to school that's a vape pen marijuana, that's a felony. And every cartridge that you have is an additional felony.
I think what also shocked the high school kids yesterday, I heard a lot of gasp whenever the EMT was talking about the 5-year-old that was found had been vaping, and the high school kids were like, and it just started a stir in the audience because they just couldn't believe a 5-year-old was found with
it. And I thought it was good that he went through all the things he would do when he got there with them.
Yes, and then he talked about, like, he showed the needle and how big it is and how it's like a gardening hose and it goes in your lungs, and they were all...
But I think it needs to be that.
How serious.
Because, and then I wish parents were involved, because a lot of these kids are getting it from their parents. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did every student have the opportunity to participate in that?
We took all the junior high and high school, but not...
6 through 12, right?
Yeah, 6 through 12.
And then we had discussed, tailing off of that, that there's some kind of machine in the off the bathrooms that...
Oh, the vapor sensors?
Yes, what is that?
It detects.
And then the administration gets an alert that there's somebody using a vape.
And that's in every restroom in the high school, or...?
Almost every... For sure, the main ones. It's actually also at junior high, and it's CIS, because we have a lot of student groups that utilize facilities at CIS. So the administrators, including our SROs, receive a text message on their phone when the vape sensor picks up the vape.
Okay. And it is often.
Yeah.
Trust me, often. Mm-hmm.
It's even like if we have games, volleyball games, and adults go in there and do that. And we have put up signs now, though, that nobody's supposed to be vaping on campus.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. I mean, I think that's a good thing to have.
No doubt. For sure.
Okay, well, if there's nothing else, we can, somebody want a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I motion to adjourn. Nora.
Nora?
I'll second.
Samantha seconds it. Okay.
Let's get it.
I don't know if I